In your research, did you find at all that some people have confused UFO visitations with angels or vice versa?
Well, actually, I believe that's exactly the way that it is. What we see now, what I like to do, there are two races of beings described in the Bible, and it's pretty much the same way in all the rest of the religions. The gods are called the Elohim, and it's a plural word, the Hebrew word Elohim. The I-Y-M on the end makes it a plural word, so it's definitely talking about the gods. And this is the God of the Old Testament, specifically one of the gods of the Old Testament, and the gods who got together. And if in the beginning the gods created the heavens and the earth, that word should properly comes from the word Elohim, and is used every time, almost every time where the word God is used. In the Old Testament, that word should properly be God. So it was in the beginning the gods created the heavens and the earth. The national God, Jehovah, or the Lord God, was one of the Elohim. The Lord God means Jehovah the Elohim. And they were served by a race of beings which appeared to be very different than these beings, called the Malak, M-A-L-A-K, in the Old Testament. And these angels bring messages from the gods. They seem to do the work of the gods. They're actually evil aliens that God speaks of, evil aliens sent by the gods. So you've got this separation. Now, what I believe it is, if you say in layman's term, or we can put it into a concept where we can see the way it is, according to the Bible and the other religions around the world, take the Star Wars concept where you had the Force. The Force, I believe, is these gods. And the Federation, remember the Federation was a group of aliens that came together and they served the Force.
That's right.
Against an evil, the dark side, Darth Vader and company. That's the way I honestly believe the Bible lays it out, that there is a federation. So technically these angels, and by the way, there's never anything specific about what size these beings are, what they actually look like. They're called golden beings. They always scare people when they appear to them. So they're not these beautiful, long-haired, there's no description of them having
wings and halos.
With
nice wings, yeah.
Yeah, wings and halos and harps. That's not in there. But those beings appear to be different. There appear to be different types. Golden beings. There's the beings that were at the resurrection of Jesus in his tomb were short, which is very interesting. So nothing precludes the angels actually being what we see described by contactees, which are the grays, the browns, the blues, the reptoids, the mantis-like figures. Nothing in the Bible precludes that. So basically what I believe is that the aliens are the angels. And it's basically a conglomeration, a galactic conglomeration. And those beings perhaps do have home worlds and can be called aliens, if you want to think about anybody who's serving this planet as being an alien, as opposed to the gods themselves. So yes, I do believe that that these angels could, and I think there's a very strong possibility. And every religion has them. So I do believe that the aliens and angels are synonymous.
Yet none of this belief negates the possibility of a God, does it?
No, not at all. You see, God made man in his own image, and man returned the favor, George.
Yep.
Man created God in his own image. We have this omnipotent God, which you can't see him. You can't. He's as ethereal as you can imagine. Yet he's described as having eyes, ears, a nose, a mouth, a head, a body, legs, arms, and everything like that. He's described in a physical sense. Yet the church will tell you that he has no form. He says he created man in his image. We'll look at us. If he created us to look like him, then he looks like us, or they look like us. And the whole concept, the whole concept that God is some kind of an ethereal being, we just don't look at God as a reality. And God is very physical, described as very physical in all of the ancient writings, not just the Bible, that he's a very strong physical being. John saw him in the Revelation, described him as having white hair, red skin, and yellow eyes, and a voice like Minnie Waters, Moses saw him, described him from the back, that he was actually a physical being. So what I believe is that remember Arthur C. Clarke told us something that's very valuable that we need to remember. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
That's
now,
true.
I'm not saying that these beings, these gods, are alien.
But that's the perception.
Yeah, but I believe that what they are is highly advanced beings. We've discussed this in the past, how they, Michio Kaku said it very well. He said that what we do is we look at these beings as being, and I'm just paraphrasing what he said, as being hundreds or thousands of years more advanced than we are.
Of course.
Therein lies our problem. These beings, and when you consider the age of the universe and how far advanced they probably are, these beings are millions, if not billions, of years more advanced.
If they've learned how to survive, they are way beyond where we are.
Yes, way beyond. And that's why the technology that they exhibit is so incredible. I mean, how can they go 6,000 miles and make a right-hand turn without even flinching? And all of the amazing things, these miracles that were described in the Bible, the parting of the sea, the incredible things that happened. How many of these things that were going... Now, I believe that the beings have special powers themselves. But we see those special powers in human beings themselves. And one series of our documentaries is called Human Phenomenon. And that is the amazing ability of human beings to light fires, to levitate, to see things remotely, to move things with their mind. And human beings have this incredible these incredible abilities, and yet they're ignored by the general public or they're institutionalized, or these abilities are suppressed with drugs, which is what I believe the main treatment is. Anybody who's special in this world needs to be drugged so that we have this obsession with conformity. Everybody has to be exactly the same. We have to all be cookie cutter versions of one another. And we can see this in the branding that goes on in corporations and things like that.
Patrick, do you think the Greek gods were extraterrestrial?
A good possibility. We don't know. They do have the same. They do show the same aspects of the rest of the gods around the world. How do we know whether any god is real or not? There's a very strong possibility when you see these things that the Roman gods, the Greek gods, there were fathers, there were children, there were all kinds of beings. What I think, George, and this is a very strong thing, like I say, what I believe is that if we take all these religions and we combine all the unusual aspects of each one of the unique aspects of each one of these religions and put them into a big pot and stir it up, I think we may be closer to the truth than we can imagine.